Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just want to thank you again, Father, for your great love for mankind, for your people, for your church, for your children. And thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for just so endorsing the life of Christ, the anointing, and raising him up and raising us up with him, so that we can now be a part of this family. Thank you, Jesus, that you're ruling and reigning to fill all things, and that we've been called out to be a part of your body. And thank you, we look to you. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you for the fullness of life that we have to represent the kingdom, to represent the goodness of heaven, the Father's love, your love, Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
We read 1 Timothy 5 from verse 9 to 15 from the Message translation. Sign some widows up for the special ministry of offering assistance. They will in turn receive support from the church. They must be over 60, married only once, and have a reputation for helping out with children, strangers, tired Christians, the hurt, and troubled. Don't put young widows on this list. No sooner will they get on that they'll want to get off, obsessed with wanting to get the husband, rather than serving Christ in this way. By breaking their word, they're liable to go from bad to worse, frittering away their days on empty talk, gossip, and trivialities. No, I'd rather the young widows go ahead and get married in the first place, have children, manage their homes, and not give critics any foothold for finding fault. Some of them have already left and gone after Satan.
Yeah, it's you know, the beauty is that mankind has got caught in the deception of Satan, and so they. Mankind, you can actually say, was like the body of Satan, and were representing, and all his evil was coming forth in them. But then God sent Jesus, and Jesus came and showed a fragrance of life that came from above, and it was beautiful, and that was a true representative of what the Father had in mind for all mankind. And then he died, so. And in his death, we died, and in his resurrection, we've been raised. And as Jesus came up and he took the seat on the right hand of the Father, he became the head of a body, the head of a church, the head of the ecclesia. And so I think of Ephesians 4:10, that he was raised to fill all things. And that's his ministry up to now. And coming now into its fullness, where he has called us out, and we are all part of the body. So the main thing is looking to Jesus. What we've seen here in the early church, and it happens today as well, people can so look to man for help. And praise God, that's how the church is there to be relevant, and to be the hands and the mouth and the hug and the encouragement and help to mankind. But the important thing is getting mankind to realize that God has got unique beauty for each and every one. Your days were written while there were yet none of them. That there's a predestined salvation plan there for each one. So in ministering with people in the church, watching over the needs, as they're talking here about the widow, it's so important to get people's reliance off you as a leader, you as a teacher, you as a helper, you as an encourager, you as whatever gifting you have, to let them look to the Lord and tap in. And there, I believe and I know all sufficiency is there. So you can be inspired, you can be relevant. And then you're looking in the right place. The word goes on in Ephesians chapter 4. Looking to the head, we are nourished and encouraged. And then we encourage the body, the other brothers and sisters around us, and then also the world out there. So most important, guys, be refreshed daily, morning by morning. He awakens your ear. Walk with him in the day, conscious of him, and then you'll always be one step ahead of the evil, one step ahead of the darkness, because you're getting light, and then you've been the light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.